Good evening. Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited to see so many community people and elected officials. I want to recognize some of them in groups because I don't want to be charged with not saying someone's name. So we have our Common Council. If you want to stand, Common Council. We have SUNY trustees. Please stand. We have New York State Regents folk. Please stand. There's former board members and board presidents here. Please stand. ECC president, I believe, is here. NAACP president, Mark Blue. Former assistant superintendent, but superintendent now, Darren Brown. I know I saw him. We have representation from the Buffalo Police Department. Please stand and be acknowledged. We have a litany of teachers in the house. Please stand. We have administrators in the house for BPS. Please stand. We have a whole cabinet here. Please stand. And last but not least, you'll hear from our board later, but all the community who came out, please stand. I just saw Sean Ryan looking at me. Sean Ryan, please stand. someone is here from the Hispanics Unite. Our Hispanic community, is it Casimir? Casimir, please stand. Hispanic Heritage Council of Western New York. Okay. And Barbara Miller Williams, our comptroller, please stand. All right, so if I didn't acknowledge you, you're welcome. Thank you. Everybody give everybody a hand, please. So we are so excited about this day. Can you rise and let's say the Pledge of Allegiance.
The pledge, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Order. Arms. Right. Face. Forward. March.
Maybe see. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Oh, come on. We can do better than that. This is an exciting day. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right, all right. Dr. Caresti's made it very clear I had 20 seconds to speak. I'll be a little longer than that, but I'll be quick. It is very warm in here. I'm honored to be here this afternoon to help swear in the newest superintendent of the Buffalo Public Schools, Dr. Pascal Mubenga. Dr. Mubenga, congratulations to you, to your family, and welcome to Buffalo. On behalf of our entire community, we are anxiously awaiting what you are going to do and what you are going to achieve in this important role as Buffalo's newest superintendent. This swearing in is something very special. Dr. Mubenga brings a wealth of experience to the position of superintendent with the Buffalo Public Schools. He's led a very diverse, a very large school district previously in Durham, North Carolina, a former math teacher who speaks multiple languages and is known for his dedication to student success, and someone who clearly aligns with the cherished values of this community and this public school system. Our young people are our future, we know that, and any investment in them is paramount. And my administration is deeply committed to student success and eager to collaborate with you to further advance academic excellence of all of our students. And with you at the helm, I'm extremely optimistic about the future of the Buffalo Public Schools and our young people. So again, I congratulate you and welcome you here to Buffalo. I now invite Dr. Mubenga, as well as the First Lady of the Buffalo Public Schools, to come forward for swearing in. Place your hand on the Bible, your left hand, and raise your right hand, if you can. Yeah. All right. I, Dr. Pascal Mubenga, solemnly swear, that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of superintendent of schools according to the best of my ability. So help me God. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, everyone. I think I have a few remarks that I'm going to read. I know the press will be ready for me to take some questions, but prior to that, I would love to mingle with some folks here and be able to shake hands. I'm really excited, really excited. All right, again, good afternoon, everyone. I'm deeply honored and excited to serve as the superintendent of Buffalo Public Schools. This is a wonderful opportunity, and I'm truly grateful for the warm welcome and support I've received from so many from this community. So there were emails, messages via social medias, and some folks that I've been able to see in person, and we had a function yesterday. So grateful for the great vibes that I've been able to receive thus far. It's been nearly 3 weeks since my appointment. I've hit the ground running. Even before the official announcement, I began reviewing some of the data, engaging in conversations, and learning as much as I could about the successes and the challenges of our school system. I'm still excited. I'm preparing to launch my 100-day plan for listening, learning, and leading. I have to do all three in the same time, right? And the official start date will be shared with our Board of Education on August 20th. And the plan will reflect my commitment to deeply engage with the student, families, educators, and community partners to understand and collaborate and take actions. One thing I promise you, I will work hard every single day for the Buffalo Public Schools to move the district forward. I believe on the potential of our young people, and I believe that we can accomplish that together. Thank you for the encouragement, kind messages, positive energy shared with me, especially through social media and conversations that I've been able to have across the city. Let's work together for our young folks. And I always say this, the wealth of any community depends on the future of the young people that we are all are preparing. If I have to give you my little background, originally I was not born in the United States, from Congo. I came as I graduated from high school, went to school, undergrad, grads, until I get my terminal degrees. I've been able to do great work for the state of North Carolina, and I was well respected as superintendent with a great reputation of turning school around. Even prior to becoming superintendent, I was supporting one particular district, the lowest performing district in the state of North Carolina, and I was able to move it forward. I come here very optimistic, but it's gonna take a village to be able to move our district forward. Our elected officials, I'm gonna need your support. My staff, they're going to be highly motivated. I had my first cabinet meeting today. We're excited, we can get it done. And I've seen urban district being able to move forward. I'll give an example of Durham Public Schools. When I got there, it was not well respected. I said this last time, 10 F schools, they were the label schools in North Carolina, I got it to one in a year. It can be done. I think when I left Durham Public Schools, even though the school was performing, the district was performing really low, I left my minority student, they were performing around 40-something percentage. That's not great, but the way I found them, that was a big improvement. Even though we're able to go backward a little bit during COVID, but the New York Times magazine that was published here, Durham Public School was one of the few districts that recovered quickly. My white students, they were performing one of the best in the state. But my goal was able to get our district probably above 50% for our minority students because they were low and keep on moving with our white students where they're supposed to be. I do not believe in closing the achievement gap. I believe in making sure that everybody's moving forward. So you're not gonna hold one group down so that the other group will catch up. We have to continue moving everybody forward. That's my commitment here. I'm gonna work closely with our board. And I think I got good vibes. I'm gonna get the support. And I'm gonna work with our educators. I'm gonna work with our union leaders. We all together can make a difference where our students are going to excel and have opportunities so that they can have a better future. While we're doing that, I just want to be really clear with our educators. We cannot move our school forward without taking care of our educators. They need to be our priority. And as research says, teachers are number one factors for moving student achievement. And principals, number two. We're gonna make sure we're gonna take care of every person's here so that you guys will be able to take care of our babies, the way I call it. Community leaders, I'm gonna need you. Faith-based community, civic leaders, I'm gonna need you. I'm not coming with all the answers, but I'm coming with the experience how to move it forward. I came today, hit the ground running. I did not come like a newbie. I know how to get it done. All right, so. Yes, this is New York. This is not North Carolina. But I'll tell you this. This is what I'll tell our board. I'm not a spring chicken. All right? I know how to build a relationship and get folks to be able to follow the vision of the board so that we all can move forward. Thank you so much. I know it's hot, but thank you for being patient, and I'm really excited, delighted to be here. And to our board, thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you.
And so now you heard it, Dr. Pasquale Mubenga. So I would be remiss, because my boss is on my right, Dr. Thomas Buford, CEO and President of Buffalo Urban League. When I stood up and looked to my right, I said, oh, forgot to mention him. All right, and then there's a couple of aspiring new board members that's coming aboard. I see Stefan. Right. Lewis Hawkins. They'll be joining us in January. One of the other things I wanted to mention, we have a number of young people in the audience, and I failed to acknowledge you. Please stand. We love to see them involved. Also, I have my colleagues here. If you wanted to give some advice, some comments to Dr. Mubenga, you're welcome to do that. I'll start with Honorable Adriana Zulek.
Thank you. Well, mutual good vibes, I want to say. We're so pleased with our choice. Thank you for coming to Buffalo. We have a lot of challenges. We have a lot of work to do, but today is a day to celebrate, and we're so excited. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Sharon Belton-Kopman.
Thank you. Certainly, it has been my privilege to sit on this board for as long as I have sat, and as I turn the baton over to Stefan Wright, who I am sure will continue the legacy of Ferry. I was just overwhelmed by Dr. Mubenga when I met him. I was so afraid that the board was not going to pick him that I kept my big mouth shut. Laugh at that. But he was just a dynamic interviewer, and he certainly is our missing link in our district. For those who have concerns about bringing someone who is not from Western New York, the definition for insanity is to continue to do things the same way. It is time for Buffalo Public Schools to move into a new direction. Today they do that. A new chapter opens up, and I am proud to have been a part of this selection, and I look forward, after my tenure is over, I'm going to have his back. And you guys know that you can take that to the bank. Thank you, Dr. Mubenga. First lady, the floor is Buffalo.
Honorable Paulette Woods.
Hi. I want to say congratulations, welcome to Dr. Mubanga. I'm looking forward to transformation for Buffalo Schools and academic excellence for all. You represent that. You have all the skills. And as you've said, you didn't come to learn, you came to transform. Welcome.
Amen. Honorable Larry Scott.
Welcome, Dr. Mubanga, and our new First Lady. I said this at our last meeting when we approved our your contract, that your wisdom, your ability to produce results, to make change, turn around schools, is very evident. But along with that, you have an ability to recognize relationships, the human aspect of education with students and educators. And that's what I'm very encouraged by. And I just want to lift up your message that our successes in the past have occurred because we work together. The challenges we face in the future, we have to face together. And I just call on the community, our leaders, our elected officials, to work with you as you begin your first days here in Buffalo Public Schools. Thank you.
Honorable Cindy McCutcheon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Dr. Mubanga and First Lady, welcome. As I stated before, I'm excited about your leadership, right? It spoke for itself, and you know, we have for the last 2 years been strongly pushing forward with student outcome-focused governance, as you know, and student outcomes don't change till adult behaviors change. We got a lot of adults in this room. Actually, a lot of adults in this room. And the fact of the matter is your leadership style speaks to what we're pushing forward. And I think it couldn't come at a better time as we are embarking on transition. Transition within the district and transition with the board. So I think that this is, it's timely. I'm excited for your leadership. I'm excited for you to come in. And I did notice your tie. So go Bills.
Honorable Terry Shuda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, first of all, the biggest feather in your cap is you had this board agree unanimously. we all felt very strongly, and it was just a wonderful process as a board to go through, and I think we should all be proud of that. I'd like to recognize Eric Bowen, who I will be passing the baton to in the Park District. He is a former Buffalo teacher, and so he has that insight, so I know that you'll value that.
Where is he? Is he here?
Eric. Eric. And you will know that we have great parent leaders. I want to recognize Mr. Spidell, who's also celebrating a birthday today. And you will know. But the one thing that I think teachers should know, that Dr. Mubanga and the First Lady were parents of a teacher. So they understand the struggles that young teachers are going through, and I think he will be very sympathetic to that. Welcome. We look forward to getting the job done. So thank you.
Honorable Jennifer Mucuzzi.
So I've, you know, spoke to you at length before, but I'm truly excited as a community leader, somebody who came into this work not in your typical fashion, someone who used to scream at the board, now I have a seat. And it's that relationship building that's going to be necessary. Yes, you have to meet with the people who have the titles, but you need to meet with everybody, and I truly believe that you're going to do that. I have faith and confidence in you, and as Terry said, you know, it's not very often that we come together the way that we did. We shocked the world with the short amount of time, with the way that we went through this process, and to have you be the result is the most rewarding part of it. So I look forward first and foremost, as a mother and a grandmother of BPS students, as a mother of a BPS teacher, when you put teachers first, those are the ones who are with our babies just about as much as we are. So I appreciate that. I look forward to working with you, and welcome to your beautiful wife.
Thank you. Honorable Janita Ebenhart.
Thank you, Dr. Mubanga, and First Lady Mubanga for accepting our offer. Dr. Mubanga, you were my first pick for all three rounds, so like Sharon, I also kept my mouth shut. I just tallied it on my paper and hope. We got along well and we got it done. Your background in school turnaround is just so important to us right now. It's such an exciting time, and getting graduation rates raised and reading and math and your specialty in math, I think you're the perfect person for the position, and we are really grateful to have you here. Buffalo is indeed the city of good neighbors. You have a lot of support, and we really appreciate you.
Thank you. Okay, so I wanted to also acknowledge Assemblymember Bill Conrad. And Union President of BCSA, Jody Covington. David Ross from Say Yes, the director, he's here. And lastly, Mustafa Abdul, he's a West candidate for school board. And I'm going to introduce Mr. Rich Nigro, president of the Buffalo Teachers Federation. And that's about it. I've been bouncing balls and people texting me, so I just wanted to make sure I got everybody. So lastly, I really appreciate, Villa Maria president is here. And our own Ann Revere, she's the vice provost, former board member. All right, so this is our next chapter. This is what our theme is. This is going to be our mantra for some time, the next chapter. Dr. Pascal Mubanga, along with our First Lady, we welcome you. Everything the board has said, I do echo, so I'm not going to prolong this. It is warm. So I'm going to adjourn this meeting.